1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. What we're going to do is put baby brook trout into a warm water tank and into a cold water tank. And then what we're going to measure them today to find out if that they're all the same length. And then we'll measure them 2 weeks from now in their separate tanks. One is warm and one is cold. And then maybe we'll measure them in a month. And then maybe a few weeks after that, and we'll be able to see the difference in the growth rates as they live in these two different temperatures of water. So today we're going to set that up. You guys are going to be the warm team. What's your names? I got Kyler, Chase.
We have a nice experiment we're going to work on with the charter school kids. When the eggs hatch, we're going to have some of the eggs in a flow-through hatchery, which is drawing water right from Lake Superior. And then we're going to have some of the fry in a recirculating raceway, which is recirculating our water, and it's much warmer. And then we're going to be able to measure the growth rates of the fish in the two different raceways. And it'll be a nice little science experiment for the kids just to show how a difference in temperature can really impact how quickly the fish grow.
The cold team's going
to
set up the cold water
raceway. Can
we get
to put our hand in there and
grab them? Yep, we'll get it all going.
I call grabbing them. We're learning how to do fish hatchery stuff. Learning how to be fish scientists. And we're testing the water. We're seeing how cold it is and how hot it is.
And when they're cold, they don't grow as fast. And when they're warm, they grow faster.
And there's little egg things over there that we put the eggs in, and they swirl around to make them bigger so they can go in the tanks.
When we start the experiment on the growth rates, we'll have them there from the very beginning. They'll come down frequently. We'll set up the experiment. We'll run it for a while. We'll measure the fish. Then we'll allow the fish to grow some more. We'll measure them again. And then we can track their growth through time and look at the growth rate differences. And then even do a little bit of small-scale science stuff, like calculate some averages and really look at what these differences are.
One thing that's really important with fish is they can't take a very fast temperature change. So both of our tanks have to be at the same temperature today, and then all the fish that we put in have to be in water that's the same temperature as well. So the first thing that we're going to do is take some water temperatures just to make sure that they're not very different. Then we'll put the fish in there. Then we'll knock some of the fish out, make them go to sleep so that we can measure them, because if they're wiggling around too much, it's hard to measure them. And then we're going to measure a bunch of the fish. So that'll be what we did today. Yeah.
How do you measure them?
Well, you're going to find that out. But what we're going to do is we're going to knock them out with a chemical that makes them go to sleep. And then we're going to use a set of calipers to measure the lengths. And we'll measure about 50 fish from each of the different tanks. And that way we can find out what their lengths are. And we can see how their lengths change over time. Go ahead, Kyler.
Do we get to knock one out?
Yeah. You guys are going to be doing all of it here. We're just going to tell you guys what to do. You guys are the fishery scientists today. You guys ready to start?
Yep.
Okay, first thing we got to do is take some water temperatures. So you guys have any other questions about this experiment? What's it called?
Do we get to have any of them gummy worm things that you guys made us that one year?
I'll see what we can do. food is always really helpful when you're doing science. Next time you guys come back, you're going to measure them again. We'll put them to sleep, then you guys will measure them again, and we'll see if there are any differences. And we'll do that a few times over the next month or so, and we're going to see what kind of differences we see, okay? So you guys did great. Thanks a lot for paying attention and being good workers. See you guys.
My feet are soaked.
Well, study hard, buddy.
All right.
Hey, see you later, baby. Thank you.
See ya.